On his new album, David Bowie has a song called Slow Burn, in which he asks, "But who are we so small in times such as these?" Lyrics that reflect the kinds of dark and possibly unanswerable questions David Bowie has been pondering his whole career. Critics say this new album, Heathen, is his best in 20 years. Bowie is 55 now, and in making Heathen, he reunited with the producer he worked with back in his 20s. Tony Visconti produced David Bowie's work during the period in which the singer became a superstar.
Visconti and myself both have a certain style, a certain way of recording and making music, and I think hearing Heathen, it's quite definitely a piece of music that was made by both Visconti and myself. Something that would probably refer to the past in terms of the atmospherics that we would put around a conventional song, and by conventional I mean it has a verse-chorus structure, would be something like Slip Away. They slip.
Let's talk about another song called Sunday. The first words are "Nothing remains."
Yeah. I guess to mirror the lyric, the structure of the song is also very non-conventional. It doesn't have a chorus and it doesn't have a verse. It kind of intones its way throughout the duration. And it's kind of a little mantra-like and a little prayer-like, I guess, in structure. I guess it still has the interesting factor of that once we'd created this almost operetta-style piece of music, these sounds that we chose to put around it, the idea is to very much enhance the lyric and to play off the lyric.
Look for the shafts of light on the road where the heat goes. Everything has changed.
I don't see myself as a poet. I think, lyrically, my words really wouldn't stand up in the printed word quite like that. But I think what I am good at doing is giving a backtext to lyrics, sonically, so that the accumulation of information that's on the piece of music produces an effect that is moving emotionally. That, at least that's what I try and do.
The lyrics continue, nothing has changed, everything has changed.
Yeah.
And I'm wondering, there are at least two ways of reading that, and one's entirely nihilistic. And then There's this sort of hopeful version where it's a synthesis.
I think I have to imbue my songs with a certain sense of optimism now, maybe more than I ever did before, because I have a child. And it's not productive for me to just continually write completely nihilistic negative pieces. Although my frames of reference are none too optimistic, but that's my personal problem.
Well, having a daughter, your daughter's about 2 years old.
Yeah. Just a few days ago. Yeah.
She had a birthday party. Was that fun?
Well, actually, because I was on the road, I postponed it to another day. But to get domestic for a second, I would advise all listeners never to take the child out of a crib and give her a bed, because she realizes that she can leave the bed and come into the parents' room.
You know, on the CD, you have a song. It's called Everyone Says Hi.
Mm.
Said you took a big trip. They said you moved away. Happened oh so quietly, they say. Should've took a picture, something I could keep. Buy a little frame, something cheap for you. Everyone says hi.
The genesis of that was actually my thoughts on how one copes with a friend or somebody near or a relation dying. And I suppose as for me, my point of reference for me personally was my own father. When he died in the late 60s, there was an overriding feeling in my mind that, in fact, that he'd just merely gone away and that he'd be, I don't know, half, I was half expecting that he'd come back again. So I really took it from there. So it's a lot sadder than it seems, I think.
Let's go back just for a moment. This summer also marks the 30th anniversary of the rise and fall of the Ziggy Stardust album.
Yup.
Ziggy played guitar, jamming good with Webb and Gilly, and the Spiders from Mars.
And the Spiders from Mars, rockumentary, I guess, directed by D.A. Pennebaker.
Right.
They're both re-released. They're out here for all to see and hear. Besides showing that you're 30 years past the beginning, how do you feel about your Ziggy persona, for one thing, following you around?
I'm not sure that he's following me around, but he does seem to have a life of his own. I mean, whatever I do, he's still out there with his own audience and his own life. As far as I know, he might be gigging. We just haven't kept in touch with each other. I really don't know what he got up to. Well, I do, actually, because there are quite a few Ziggy-type bands under various names that use the Ziggy persona and do kind of cover band-type things, you know. The best thing that could be done was to leave him exactly as he was and let him have his own existence. I'm quite happy to do that now.
Well, I have just one last question, and to sort of bring us back right to the moment.
Okay.
The song Heathen, it has a few lyrics, the very beginning lyrics, that are, you know, sound prescient. Steel on the skyline, sky made of glass, made for a real world, all things must pass. Now, I know you wrote these songs over a year ago.
Yeah.
And I gather you were in the studio or essentially recording on September 11th?
Yes, we were indeed. Well, firstly, I mean, I could account for the feeling of presence in many of the songs on that album by qualifying all my material over the last 30 years, that there is a running thread. I mean, there is a running thread of negativity and nihilism throughout everything I've written. But I think that comes about from asking the so-called big questions, which continually have been something that both as a writer and personally have been meaningful to my life. Accounting for a spiritual path, reasons for being here, let me list them 1 through 10. Is there a universal agent of some kind?
Is there no reason? Have I stayed too long?
I doubt whether my subject matter will ever change. I think, you know, my course is pretty much set now that I'm a questioning kind of guy. And it does seem to be those same few things that bug me and will probably bug me till the day I die. And I guess that sort of accounts for it.
David Bowie, thank you for joining us.
Well, thank you so much, Renny.
David Bowie's new album is called Heathen. To hear more from David Bowie, go to npr.org.